You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Now on Monday, songwriter Carl Broderick and Panto producer, it has to be said, and Mooney producer Ola McGowan were here in studio, and we were talking about Christmas songs, what makes a good one and what makes a bad one. And we decided that it couldn't be too hard to write a Christmas song if you follow the rules. Olin had some rules. So we set Carl the task of going off and writing a special Christmas song for us here on Mooney. And we're hoping to hear it this day week, Wednesday 19th of December. If he has it finished, that is, and if we get it recorded and if we can find somebody who could be bothered singing it. But at any rate, but we really enjoyed playing the various Christmas songs that day, and it got us in the festive mood. So when we got an email from Dublin's Gloria Choir asking us would we like a sneak preview of the free Christmas concert in St. Patrick's Cathedral that they're having this coming Friday, well, our arms didn't need to be twisted much. So last night, Mooney Show reporter Katrina McFadden went along to St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin to sit in on rehearsals and meet some of the choir.
Okay, going to Bethlehem. Shh, men. Shh. Now, watch, watch, watch. Can I please get my I'm gonna sing, 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 sing. I want those to bounce, 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 okay? Not lagging behind.
Going to Bethlehem. My name is Barry Dowling. I'm chairperson of Gloria Dublin's Lesbian Gay Choir, and I'm also a singer in the choir and have been for 10 years. We were founded in 1995 by a group of people, some of which are still in the choir. Founded to provide a safe space originally for lesbian and gay singers who wanted to come together and to sing. If you consider the timing of that, it would have been just after the decriminalisation in Ireland. So it was a very, obviously, nowadays we don't think of those things being 18 years ago, but it's not so long ago. We're a community-based choir. Gloria is like one big family that constantly gets added to. It's like we adopt somebody new every year. Why did I join? I always loved choral music. I was involved in choral music before I had joined Gloria. But also I think that I needed a space to belong to, essentially.
Hi, my name is Niamh Herty. I am one of the newbies in Gloria. My aunt was part of Gloria a few years ago, and I heard about Gloria, and I went in, auditioned, and here I am now. I just love kind of singing with everybody and the community. Everybody gets on really well together, and, you know, obviously when we go out, we have great crack, and there's always going to be a sing song.
My name's Jessica Webley O'Gorman.
Hi, I'm Niamh Webley O'Gorman.
And girls, Gloria has a bit of an added bonus for you because you found love here.
Yeah, absolutely. I joined the choir about 9 years ago, and Jess joined the one season later, and it didn't take us very long to get together, which was really nice.
And are you the first Gloria couple?
Not even close. Actually, there's loads of couples in Gloria, especially I think in the women. Stay together, have been married, so it's a very social choir in that respect.
And Niamh, you're pregnant. Is this the first Gloria baby?
It's actually not. If you believe, there's actually a couple of people who've had babies while in the choir, and then more singers who have kids who would have had them before they started with the choir.
Remember, please, tenors.
Here we are as in olden days.
Keep it bright. I do not want you sinking like a stone.
My name is Ian Packham, and I have the joy of being the musical director of Gloria, Dublin's Lesbian and Gay Choir. I think Friday night is going to be just a fantastic night for us. This year is our 18th year, so part of our theme this year has been kind of looking over the greatest hits of things that we have done. So I think people coming to the concert can expect some really traditional Christmas songs, some very different Christmas songs, some Christmas songs that they might be familiar with but maybe changed a little. We also have a few songs that aren't Christmassy at all thrown in. But this is our concert where we give back to the community, so admission is free. So I would just tell people to come along early on the night, collect your tickets and come in. You won't regret it. It'll be a fantastic night. I've been singing with the choir a good number of years, and I've been musical director now. This is my second Christmas concert with them, and I still get the hair standing on the back of my neck regularly, which is great.
Beautiful sound of the Gloria Choir, and they will play a free Christmas concert this coming Friday night in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin at 8 p.m. And those details are on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.